Large-scale cybersecurity reform can happen, but not without congressional leadership. That's according to Dave McClure, chief strategist at the Verisk Group, former associate administrator of the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies at the General Services Administration, and he's writing about three ways Congress can make those large and lasting changes. Dave, it's great to have you on the program, as always. First of all, we're going to talk about the checklist here in a minute, but it strikes me that you wouldn't have written this if you thought there was a possibility that this might go the wrong way rather than the right way. What would the chain of events be, do you think, that would set up a possible wrong path for cyber reforms? Thanks for coming on today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Well, I think, there's not necessarily a wrong path. I think there's just a better path where we have constructive dialogue about what we're doing to really improve the cybersecurity of the federal government. Congress plays an incredibly important role from an accountability perspective, an oversight perspective, from a lessons learned perspective. So from my angle, I think rather than think of whether it's a right road or wrong road, I think what I'm trying to do is to help focus the attention of Congress and the players that go up and testify in front of it. What are some real things that we need to be discussing to show that we're making a difference in protecting federal assets?
You're writing about this in Federal Computer Week, and we have a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later today. And you write, "Let me offer three suggestions based on my experience working for and reporting to congressional oversight committees." And that, I think, is the key as we look at your list of three, is that this isn't just drawn on your GSA experience, I bet. I bet it's also drawn on your GAO experience.
Absolutely. I've spent many an hour and night preparing for congressional testimony, testifying in front of Congress. And prior to that, as a presidential intern, I worked up on the budget committee in the Senate side and ran a couple of hearings. So I understand sort of how that process works and what it's designed to do. So that's the way I approached writing these three things.
All right. The first one is to focus on fact-based discussions. What do you mean by that?
Well, cyber tends to be sensationalized as much as anything, and Congress can certainly play a role in picking up on mistakes and incidents and problems rather than focusing on what's working and also asking very tough questions of agencies on just exactly what they're doing to improve their security posture. So rather than the number of findings or the number of vulnerabilities, I think there needs to be a focused discussion about the operational security posture of the agencies. And, you know, Francis, what makes this extremely difficult in a public hearing is that you simply can't talk about everything in cybersecurity in an open public hearing. So a lot of the details simply won't be shared. But I think there's a way to shape the conversation so that it's focused on what's being done to mitigate risk, what's being done to use security dollars to show real operational improvements in security postures. These are things that I think that I'd like to see the Congress focusing its oversight attention on.
You write these questions, and you write some of the possible questions that people from agencies will have to answer in a hearing setting. And you write, "These questions demand attention and responses from agency leaders, not simply CISOs or CIOs." And I wonder if that transition that we've seen in the private sector, where cybersecurity becomes part of everybody's portfolio in the entire C-suite, has that transition started to happen, or has it fully happened in the federal government yet, do you think, Dave?
I think it's moving in that direction. It's not certainly all the way there. I still think, you know, when security topics are brought up, it is the CIO or the CTO or the Chief Information Security Officer that's usually the one that's in the hot seat. We have to remember that security is not an end to itself. It's a means by which we're protecting the business of government. So for that reason, why not have the person that's running the business of government testify and answer questions about how security is working or not working for their needs? I think that raises the bar, similar to what you've seen in the CEO boardrooms of the private sector with all the incidents that have been occurring in the last 6 months.
I'm going to guess that you've made some Ledge Affairs folks in some offices who are prepping these leaders a little bit nervous with that extra responsibility, Dave. But
yeah.
we'll turn we'll turn to your second point, and that is learning from leading best practices and avoiding past mistakes. Where can Congress turn to learn the best practices? Do they have to rely only on agency people, or are there other sources they can go to?
There are lots of sources. I think agencies, industry associations, even our oversight arms, the IGs and GAO, know where there are good practices in the government. I think, again, rather than focusing hearings totally on the bad, we need to use the hearing process to highlight what's working so that, first of all, there's confidence and transparency into the good workings of security and government, and that other agencies and other entities can actually learn from it. So highlight the good is I think, an important aspect of congressional oversight. The past mistakes, I think, is something that is that we have to pay attention to as well. Legislation, while a good thing in that it really helps to put in concrete terms accountability and oversight, it's also time-bound. It's written in a specific point of time. Security is going to evolve. Our understanding, our approaches are going to evolve. And therefore, I think we want to make sure that when we're investigating and inquiring about security, that the Congress is making sure that it's using the most up-to-date information, approaches, techniques, and best practices that its staff can assemble for it.
Dave McClure is chief strategist at the Verisk Group and formerly of GSA and GAO. And you have a shout-out here to your former team at GSA. You write, with government-wide buy-in from the executive and legislative branches on a baseline set of controls like the FedRAMP controls for cloud solutions, audits can become less of a guessing game. Now, as you mentioned, you've been involved in your GAO tenure with a number of those audits. What about them is a guessing game now, and how would that baseline set of controls help ameliorate that?
Well, the baseline set of controls, as FedRAMP has illustrated, sets a common ground and a common bar for both auditors as well as agency officials to shoot for. They know in concrete terms what's required in order to demonstrate security capabilities. Without that, then it becomes a guessing game as to which controls are appropriate, which ones are not, and in many instances, perhaps an agency is being assessed against controls that really are relatively low in priority for its risk profile. I think if we just get congressional and executive branch understanding and agreement on these standards, a standards and uniform base for security, we can move to tougher issues with a lot more resiliency than we have in the past.
All right, the third item is the one that I think maybe is the heavy lift given where we are in Congress right now, Dave, and that is to seek consensus on how to prioritize corrective security actions. Consensus on anything on the Hill right now, fill in the blank, insert joke here, you know how it's going right now.
Right, right. I agree. It is a difficult one, but I believe this is fundamentally the key for us in the oversight process. And I illustrated that in the article with the example of the VA security audit, the thousands of findings, and the double-digit recommendations that were made, not uncommon from IGs or GAO. I think what we have to come to grips with is that while all of those things may need to be addressed, there's only so much time and resources available to address them. So let's prioritize them based upon those findings, those vulnerabilities that pose the greatest risk to an agency mission. And then we can, I think, make better progress in shoring up our operational security posture. So that's, I think, absolutely fundamental moving forward.
Final thought, Dave. Why are you so focused on the congressional hearing setting and dynamic for how all of this will play out? Certainly, you know about the behind-the-scenes conversations that happen among staff and lower-level personnel at agencies as well. Why is it the hearing environment that you think is so critical here?
I think the hearing gets the most public attention. It certainly gets the most coverage by the media. It's not the staff meetings that are covered. It's not even conversations with members or private briefings. It's those public hearings that really put a face on cybersecurity for the federal government. So I would like to make sure that when we're doing the hearings that we're focusing on tough issues and that we're also having a constructive dialogue on how we're moving the security posture of the nation forward and what can be done to improve it, as well, as I said, to point out some good practices and to build some confidence in the public that things are indeed being taken care of. As always, it's a tough moving target, the cyberspace these days.